Good morning, this is Vaidyanath. Today I read from the Free Inquiry magazine from fall 2000 by a small excerpt from James A. Hout, titled James Baldwin, Brilliant Skeptic. It begins. Here is an interesting literary footnote. James Baldwin, arguably America's greatest black writer, was a popular Pentecostal preacher in Harlem at the age of 14, but at 17 he renounced religion as a sham. Later, he described his boyhood transformation in an essay titled Down at the Cross, first published in The New Yorker, then reprinted in his civil rights book The Fire Next Time. He told of growing up amid the bitter hopelessness of the black ghetto, watching jobless men drink and fight, resenting tyrannical treatment by his preacher stepfather, wishing for escape. The misery around him, quote, helped to hurl me into their church, unquote. One night at a prayer meeting, quote, everything came roaring, screaming, crying out, and I fell to the ground before the altar. It was the strangest sensation I have ever had in my life, unquote. He soon became a junior minister at the Fireside Pentecostal Assembly and became, quote, a much bigger drawing card than my father, unquote. Quote, that was the most frightening time of my life and quite the most dishonest, and the resulting hysteria lent great passion to my sermons for a while, he said. Considering all the evils of Harlem street life, it was my good luck, perhaps, that I found myself in the church racket instead of some other, and surrendered to a spiritual seduction long before I came to any carnal knowledge, unquote. The fire and excitement of Pentecostalism was captivating, James Baldwin wrote, but he sensed subconsciously that it was bogus, and by 17 suffered, quote, the slow crumbling of my faith, unquote. It happened when, quote, when I began to read again, I began fatally with Dostoevsky, unquote. He continued handing out gospel tracts, but knew they were impossible to believe. Quote, I was forced reluctantly to realize that the Bible itself had been written by man, unquote. As for the claim that the Bible writers were divinely inspired, he said he knew by now, alas, far more about divine inspiration than I dared admit, for I knew how I worked myself up into any visions. Baldwin wrote that he might have remained in the church if, quote, there was any lovingness to be found in the haven I represented, unquote. But he finally concluded that, quote, there was no love in the church. It was a mask for hatred and self-hatred and despair, unquote. So his religion ended. Years later, he visited black Muslim leader Elijah Muhammad and concluded that Elijah's revelation about Satan creating white devils was just as irrational as Christian beliefs. When Elijah asked his faith, Baldwin replied, quote, I left the church 20 years ago and I haven't joined anything else, unquote. And now what are you now? Elijah asked. I now? Nothing, the greatest writer replied. In, quote, Down at the Cross, unquote, Baldwin wrote superbly, quote, life is tragic simply because the earth turns and the sun inexorably rises and sets. And one day, for each of us, the sun will go down for the last time. Perhaps the whole root of our problem, the human trouble, is that we will sacrifice all the beauty of our lives, will imprison ourselves in totems, taboos, crosses, blood sacrifices, steeples, mosques, races, armies, flags, nations, in order to deny the fact of death, which is the only fact we have, unquote.